Hello, we're going to be reading select excerpts from the topics impregnation in preparing for, an annulment for the sake of impregnation. You can send questions, pertinent questions will be aired during the lesson.
We learn that we all belong to the level of Malchut, the will to receive, and the Creator, the forces of bestow, they begin on the level of Bina, the will to bestow. Therefore, all of our work that we want to reach Ibum, impregnation, that our deficiencies will start to be revealed as desires to bestow, to annul, to connect, and the closer we will get to such desires, and the more we will distance ourselves from the will to receive for oneself, by that we cross the way from the degree of Malchut to the degree of Bina. And we need to make exercises in that all the time, to check oneself in a decisive manner. Am I in receiving or in bestowing? And what does it mean to bestow? To what extent? And am I in it all the time, just like I was always in the will to receive, etc.? So let us read 24, right?
Yes, we're on excerpt number 24 from the select excerpts on preparation for for impregnation, for Ibu. From Rabash, it is a lot of work before we attain the quality of Bina. That is, to be content with little, with his feeling and his mind. But he's happy with his share, with what he has. That person can always be in wholeness because he is happy with his share. But what can one do if he has not yet obtained the quality? And he sees that he cannot overcome his will to receive. At that time, he must pray to the Creator to help him so he will be able to go in the work with his eyes shut and will not need anything, but he will have the ability to do everything for the sake of the Creator, despite the resistance of the body to this. That is, he does not tell the Creator how he should help him. Rather, he must subjugate himself and annul before the Creator unconditionally. But since he cannot overcome his body, he asks the Creator to help him win the war against the inclination, since he understands his lowliness.
Let's read it again. I don't see any questions.
Once more, excerpt number 24 from Rabash. It is a lot of work before we attain the quality of Bina. That is, to be content with little, with his feeling and his mind, and be happy with his share, with what he has. That person can always be in wholeness because he's happy with his share. But what can one do if he has not yet obtained this quality? And he sees that he cannot overcome his will to receive. At that time, he must pray to the Creator to help him so he can go in the work with his eyes shut and will not need anything and will be able to do everything for the sake of the Creator, despite the resistance of the body to this. That is, He does not tell the Creator how he should help him. Rather, he must subjugate himself and annul before the Creator unconditionally. But since he cannot overcome his body, he asks the Creator to help him win the war against the inclination, since he understands his loneliness.
That is, it's clear to us that we need to put in effort, not just to pray, but rather you have to come with your complaints, your problems, your deficiencies, your passions, and pray. That is, before you come to the prayer, you have to perform all kinds of actions towards connection, towards attainment, towards understanding, and then... And then you will see how much you're not capable of it, you can't do it, you do not attain, you're weak in character, too weak to awaken, etc. Then you will have all the foundations for the prayer. Then you can come to the Creator and ask, beg, for Him to give you the strength. For him to give you the strength to connect with the friends, to think about the goal, etc.
Holland.
Ghost microphone.
Yeah, microphone. Oh, good morning, dear Rav. What is this share where we should be happy about, which is in the article?
That
we are in a process that is bringing us closer to the Creator, and it can bring us even to adhesion with the Creator. Out of that, we should be happy that we are coming closer to equivalence of form, to bestow,
Libore.
To the Creator.
Peter, too.
Rav, скажите, пожалуйста, что значит довольство?
Can you tell me, please, Rav, what does it mean to be, to suffice with your share, and do I need to be satisfied with my share, do I need to ask for something greater than that?
You can ask for whatever you want, but first of all, scrutinize, is your request a request that matches the Creator to whom you are turning and asking or not? The Creator created the will to receive, and for the will to receive, there is nothing to ask, and the Creator Himself is the will to bestow. That you can ask. This is what you don't have, and this, if you truly lack that, then turn to Him. And this is the whole prayer. PT 35.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, world. What's the meaning that we have no advice to give to the Creator?
That you shouldn't tell Him what to do. But rather, you can ask for what you are missing, lacking, but in what way and what form He should give you help. That's none of your business. That's it. And furthermore, that if you will give me this and that, then I will be able to do this and that. Such appeals do not hold.
Meaning I need to come with a complete, full, whole prayer.
That you are asking because you are lacking the forces of bestowal. Yes, you're lacking those, but it's not in which manner and how.
Moscow 7.
Thank you.
Но вот все-таки вопрос был такой. Я прошу силы, вот, допустим, я очень сильно...
The question is as such.
Я понимаю, что я сейчас буду забирать у товарища.
I ask for forces, I want to sleep, I understand that now I will steal from my friends, but sometimes I want even more to sleep. What should my goal need to be in this?
So you're asking of the Creator that He will let you connect with the friends and not disconnect through the sleep. What is unclear about that?
Disconnect even more?
He has his calculation, but you need to do your calculation. Don't look at him. He does whatever is needed according to his plan. But you need to resist it, or to go along with that, or to behave as it needs to be. That's it. You don't have to agree with the Creator who is doing all kinds of, giving you all kinds of states. You don't have to. You can truly be opposite Him, upset with Him. If you feel that you are right, then you can. Yes? And we see this in many cases in Psalms, in the prayers.
Kabu 5.
Kabu
5.
Kabu 5.
Yes, good morning, dear Rav. In this excerpt, he mentions annulment, but he also mentions this special quality of going with our eyes shut. Could you please explain what going with our eyes shut is?
That I restrict the Malchut and I ascribe myself to Bina, to the desire to bestow, to actions of bestowal. This is considered to go with your eyes shut.
Turkey 1.
Thank you, Rav. My friend is asking, how can a person be grateful for something he cannot have?
I didn't understand that.
Pardon.
Repeat it, please.
My friend is asking, how can a person be grateful for something he cannot have?
How can a person be grateful for something he does not have?
So then he cannot be grateful. Nevertheless, maybe he has something to be grateful for, that he came out of the general mass of all people and he was chosen to do the work of the Creator, so to be grateful for that and for all kinds of different states that he's now going through on the path, which are nevertheless states that do advance him towards the purpose of creation, to be grateful for that as well. So he has what to be grateful for, however, he wants great things, greatness, for him to have the end of correction, advancement, to be great. That's already, if a person is not satisfied with where he is right now, it is a sign that he's not in Kedusha, in holiness. Because holiness starts with one restricting oneself, as we are now learning what does Ibu, impregnation, mean. Right? And therefore, this is what one should realize. First of all, ask for the impregnation, and from the impregnation onward, when he continues, then it will be correct and it will be advancement through holiness. This is clear? PT 20.
Rav, how can you come to a lack for bestowal?
Through envy, lust, and honor.
Kiev.
Yes, dear Rav, you said I restrict the Malchut and connect myself to Bina. How do we do that together in the Ten?
We want to annul each one before the friends, and in such a way, gradually we diminish our will to receive for the sake of the society, and we advance towards the will to bestow for the sake of the society. And in that we also give examples to one another until the upper light works on us towards our efforts, and it creates these qualities in us. This is how we advance, how we rise from Malchut to Bina.
The connection between us in the ten, is that the degree of Bina?
Well, we cannot say that because for the time being we have no yardstick. But actually, it is, to the extent that we are capable of correctly connecting between us, we reach the degree of Bina. Because each one of us lets go of his own will to receive, and he acts to some extent in order to connect with the others. If we are capable of connecting between us through our annulment, this is already the degree of Bina, the beginning of Bina.
Can I also ask?
Yes.
It turns out in this excerpt that there are two contradicting counsels: to be sufficed with little and to work with this thing, meaning not calm down. What are those two states? And how can we do that within the ten to work with those two?
In whatever pertains to me, to my will to receive, I truly am concerned with little, just to exist, which is not to be praised or denounced. It's not considered as reception. If I receive only in order to exist and not more, nothing beyond that matters to me. And all of the forces that I wish to receive will be in order to bestow.
Florida.
Thank you, Rav. How do we know when we're in complete smallness, and does it even matter?
Repeat, please.
How do we know when we're in complete smallness, or does it even matter?
No, we cannot be precise about the smallest katnut, because as we will rise on the degrees of the ladder, our katnut, our smallness or infancy will diminish, and the gadlut, the greatness, will increase. The katnut will be in order to receive, so that we will be able to annul ourselves more and more with greater precision. And the gadlut, the greatness or adulthood, in order to bestow, it will also grow more and more, so that we will be able to bestow more.
Rob?
Okay.
How do we speed this up?
By not letting go of this idea, day and night.
Salt Lake City.
Shalom, everybody. Rav just mentioned that we have to demand the Creator and disagree with Him. On one hand, the other hand, we totally have to annul and cancel ourselves. So how can we... what is the border that it would not become insolence, but the right thing? Thank you.
If I do not relate to myself everything that I'm asking for, but rather all of my requests are either I need to fill up my engine, my motor, in order to advance towards the goal, or I'm asking for the will to bestow in order to advance towards the goal. All of my requests, all of my prayers are for bestow. Therefore, I have no shame here.
Barur. Good morning and thank you for the possibility to ask. Rabash writes here about the degree of Bina and that a person advances with his eyes open and in the degree and there. What does it mean that he opens his eyes?
That's not for us yet. He starts to understand better what does it mean to be in this soul.
PT6.
Rav, a person nullifies himself before the friends, and then what exactly rises to Bina? His desires, it's a new world in Bina. The friends have completely different desires.
This is why it is called Ubal, an embryo, that he annuls himself before the degree of Bina. Bina is the mother, Ima.
So
what does it mean to rise to Bina?
To annul himself before Bina.
And then the desires of a person are different, they're new, they come from this world that he's discovering there?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
And then that means that he raised himself to Bina?
For the time being, yes.
And then what's the next step after a person manages to incorporate the friends and to grasp how he can help them?
He starts to discover everything through his connection with the mother, with Bina.
I'm asking, what's the next step?
After he annuls himself, he enters Ibu, impregnation. He starts to live inside of the upper one, inside of his mother, and to advance in such a way. And these are already the 9 months of pregnancy.
Rav, this action of annulling before the friends and manage to feel what you just said now is kind of like felt for a second and then it disappears, or maybe not even a second. This action of annulment seems like it's a prolonged state.
Yes.
So does that mean that after a person managed to reach that place once,
try to make out of it a constant action, that you always want to be just in annulment before the upper one, and you will realize, you should realize that all of the spiritual degrees develop above that degree. That is, they do not cancel out your annulment before the upper one, but rather they all grow and grow upon that point.
No. Can I ask another question?
Well,
and that feeling where you're falling from it and returning to it and falling from it and coming back to it, is that just because we're not doing the work correct? Is that because I'm not doing the work correct? Or is that how it appears naturally that way? And it has to be that way all the time.
This is how it needs to be. From this, we begin our ascent on the spiritual ladder. And later on, it will be different. There are many stages in that, many sections, etc.
Ita free.
Volevo chiedere questo. Se io non sento ancora di eliminare tutto.
I wanted to ask.
E dare solamente. Cosa
if I still don't feel the ability to annul all my desires and just to give, so what can I do for the time being? What's the work that I have to do in such a situation?
To try. Because this is the first spiritual degree. As much as you will try to keep it, you will have questions, actions, you won't know what to do. Out of that, you will understand out of the efforts.
Però, maestro, qui invece di diminuire il mio desiderio, aumenta. Cioè, succede la cosa opposta. Nonostante.
But here what happens is instead of diminishing my desire, it actually grows instead. It's like opposite, even though I am trying to work on this. And
one who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater. If the desire needs to grow, it will grow. We should not be concerned about this. We should be concerned about how do we, through the connection between us attain this this new phenomenon, which is called mutual bestowal. Okay, good. PT 25.
Rav, it's written here in the beginning of this excerpt that the quality of Bina is he's content with his share. It's kind of confusing. Why is it in the beginning of the quality of Bina? I'm busy in judging myself according to what my share is. When we think that we're depicting as Bina as some thought that is 100% of others, so why do I all of a sudden judge my this quality according to my share?
No, in Bina, there are a few states. First of all, a person has to restrict himself. And second, to scrutinize which desires can he dedicate to taking care of others in ascribing to himself the friends and passing on to them the forces that he has to help, to support. All of this relates to, belongs to Bina. And this is how we will advance.
Continuation to that question. Is there a difference between what we call the quality of Bina, personally for me, and the quality of Bina that we're trying to attain in the 10?
Yes, but it's impossible to divide it so much between this and that. It's impossible. And also each time it changes the quality of bestowal inside of the person or before the person when he's, that he's working with or is about to attain, it is Bina.
Almata. Almata 1.
Thank you, teacher. What does a person feel, or the 10, when they enter Bina?
That each one and everyone together are capable of annulling themselves, and they're happy with that. This is considered that they're replacing the qualities of Malchut with the qualities of Bina.
Rav,
what does a person or the 10 feel when they enter the state of Keter?
This is not for us yet. Don't get confused. You're not learning some science now when you can ask about each and everything because, as though you're above it. To the extent that you enter these qualities, these feelings, then you can ask. And then there is a benefit out of the questions.
Thank you, teacher. Yesterday, Vlad asked how to adhere to the Creator, and you gave a recommendation to turn for help to the friends. Yesterday, I turned for such help from the friends. I asked for help because I'm not managing to adhere to the Creator, for them to help me adhere to Him and to be all the time appealing and addressing Him for the friends. What next? What's the next step?
Well, first of all, to attain that. Okay.
No, it's not clear. Practically, how? What's next? To turn to Him again?
Well, of course, until you obtain this thing. What, you're going to let go of it in the middle? I just asked them for the first time, that's it? Is this how you ask for what you want? This is why you don't get anything.
PT 31.
During the day, I have desires and different intensities that awaken in me in different ways. How do I come to a state where I'm happy with my share? Because the Creator, each time that I've implemented a desire, gives me even a stronger desire. So how can you be glad and happy with my share?
This is how you're constantly rising on the degrees. This is how you're constantly rising higher and higher.
So to be happy in my share, it's a pinpoint in that second that I overcame, and
just like any spiritual state, they all become replaced, and through them you ascend. You scrutinize more and more discernments that are higher and higher.
I am not managing to understand how we can succeed at working in the ten without these big ascents and these extreme descents, but in small portions.
In spirituality, you have such great descents and ascents that you cannot imagine. However, we need to get in there. Then you'll have everything. Don't you worry about it. You'll have a lot of action.
Norwest. USA Norwest.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. Rav, I heard you saying that we need to feel in the connection between us the quality of bestowal. What's to feel the quality of bestowal? If I approach doing an action before the friends, let's say a meeting, so am I working towards wanting to feel the friends, the connection between us? Or am I working towards the fact that I'm preparing an environment in which we strengthen the connection between us? What's to feel the quality of bestowal?
Feel an act of bestowal means that I give myself to the ten and I want to help them in everything.
Go ahead.
And then, as a result of that, I begin to discover to which degree of the Creator I have reached.
Yes. So an example, let's say we're preparing a meeting in the afternoon and I come with the goal and the strength of strengthening the connection between us to read a certain article. And like we're asking a question, in what does every friend need to be in a certain intention? Because we're doing an action of connection for strengthening the connection between us.
I don't understand what you're asking about. We are constantly discussing these questions and you seemingly just fell in here and you're starting to ask.
I'm asking, what kind of feeling do we have in the connection between us? What are we supposed to feel in this connection when we do such an action?
In each and every action, we should feel what we are asking for, what we're expecting. In each and every action, it's something different. I don't understand you. You need to scrutinize things in a more precise manner and to go over all of the excerpts that we're studying a few times, to study them truly with a pencil and to scrutinize each and every word. Max 17.
Шалом алейхем, Рэби Умори, Ком и все мировое кли. Вопрос.
Hello, my teacher.
Как возможно или пример передать силу товарищу в духовной работе?
How can we transfer the force to a friend in spiritual work?
By thinking about him, by praying for him.
Тель-Авив 4.
Тель-Авив 4.
How can I be happy with my share if I'm missing connection?
You have a reason to turn to the Creator and to ask for what you're lacking. And out of that, you should be happy that you have a reason to turn to the Creator.
Michael.
Michael?
Excerpt number 25. When a person can go with his eyes shut above reason and believe in the sages and go all the way. This is called Ibur, when he has no mouth. Ibur means, as it is written, the level of Malchut, which is the most restricted Katnut possible, which is called Ibur. It comes from the words Evra, anger, and Dinin, judgments, as it is written, and the Lord was impregnated in me for your sake. We should interpret the meaning of anger and judgments, since when a person must go with his eyes shut above reason, the body resists this work. Hence the fact that a person always has to overcome, this is called anger, wrath, and trouble. Since it is hard work to always overcome and annul before the Upper One. For the Upper One to do what the Upper One wants. This is called Ibu, which is the most restricted katnut possible. We will read excerpt number 25 once more. From Rabash. When a person can go with his eyes shut above reason and believe in the sages and go all the way, this is called Ibur, where he has no mouth. Ibur means, as it is written, the level of Malchut, which is the most restricted Katnut possible, which is called Ibur. It comes from the words Evra and Dinin, anger and judgments, as it is written, and the Lord was impregnated in me for your sake. We should interpret the meaning of anger and judgments, since when a person must go with his eyes shut above reason, the body resists this work. Hence the fact that a person must always overcome, this is called anger, wrath, and trouble. Since it is hard work to always overcome and annul before the Upper One, for the Upper One to do with him what the Upper One wants. This is called Ibur, which is the most restricted Katnut possible. Rav, meaning to nullify himself, not wanting any change in himself, only in the Creator, and willing to nullify himself before the actions of the Creator to be done on him. Whatever the Creator wants. Meaning he simply nullifies and releases himself in every way. And then he can start to feel how the Creator is operating upon him. And this is considered that he's entering Ibu, impregnation.
Bonjour, Rav.
Bonjour.
Dans l'extrait précédent, il dit il faut demander de l'aide au Créateur pour gagner la guerre contre l'instinct. Quel est cet état? Et quels sont les désordres que l'instinct provoque dans le travail spirituel? Moi, je pensais que l'instinct animal n'influençait pas le travail spirituel.
In the previous excerpt, he said that we need to ask the Creator for help in order to win the war of the inclination. What is that state? What are the disturbances that the inclination causes us in the spiritual work? I thought the inclination was on the animate level and it doesn't disturb me in my spiritual work.
The inclination doesn't bother you with your spiritual work? Then how will you do spiritual work if not with your inclination? It's written, I've created the evil inclination, I've created the Torah as a spice, because the light in it reforms this inclination from bad to good. It reforms it. So it's certain that we need the inclination. The desire is the only thing that we have. Besides the desire, we have nothing in nature. Still vegetative, animal, and speaking, in each and every one of them, the difference between one and another and what characterizes each of them is its desire, according to its intensity, according to its style, its fashion. Only the desire. We have nothing but desire. And if you look at all of creation, it is only the will to receive. Okay. All right.
Latin 7.
Hola, Rab. Gracias. Digamos que el creador me...
Hello, Rab. Thanks.
¿Cómo puedo anularme ante esa situación? ¿Cómo puedo no querer volver a la conexión?
Gil.
He says that... can you repeat? The question is not clear to me. Please.
Okay. Okay. Digamos que el creador me arrojó a la letrina. Entonces, ¿cómo puedo yo anularme ante esa situación y no querer volver al estado de conexión? Y simplemente acatar lo que el creador quiere, que es que yo esté en la letrina.
No se entiende letrina, Fabio.
No, I didn't understand the question.
Me arrojó a la...
To the toilet. The creator threw me to the toilet, so how can I accept that?
If the creator threw me to the toilet, then how can I...
What, how do you come out of there? Only through prayer. Nothing. We have no tools in our hands from here to the end of correction other than prayer. There are none other than prayer. That's why it's written, I wish he would pray all day long.
So,
that's it. Only the appeal to the Creator. For him to help me, for him to do this and that and that. Only nullification and prayer.
Yes.
O sea que yo, ante esa situación... No debo anular.
That is, if I, with respect to this situation, I'm not supposed to just annul, but to ask of the Creator that he will deliver me from that state.
Yes, you are supposed to constantly be in prayer and asking the Creator to take you out of this current state to a higher state.
Unity free.
Учитель, между закрытыми и открытыми глазами должны научиться любить каждого товарища, независимо.
Between our eyes open and our eyes being shut, we need to learn how to love each and every friend.
All and one.
Completely correct, Rav says.
During the day, a person goes like, is this annulment is like a dynamic, a constant motion. And when we read this excerpt that we need constant be in this resistance with his eyes shut, is it correct that we need to be like constant in the feeling
right.
of resistance?
Talui b'mi ha'itnagdut.
Depends what the resistance is for. If I resist the will to receive that wants to constantly pounce on me and control me, and I resist it and want to jump to the Creator, to climb on him, like a baby that's holding on to his mother, and to be that way, adhered more and more towards him, then there's work here of disconnecting from my ego and connecting to the desire to bestow, which is in the general nature. And that's how I need to constantly be in such an action. Until I am incorporated in the Creator, like a fetus penetrates the wall of the womb and begins to develop there.
And Raf, when a person realizes that this resistance is actually from the Creator, and is there to justify, and he can embrace it, does it then mean that he is out of annulment?
Yes.
No, he needs to work. He needs to know how he works. On one hand, the desire to receive comes from the Creator, and I need to overcome it and resist it. And on the other hand, I turn to the Creator and ask for the desire to bestow, for it to be above the desire to receive. And that's how I advance. This upon that. As much as I acquire the desire to bestow more, then usually more desire to receive is added to me. And that's how I advance.
Max 6.
Okay.
Спасибо, Раф. Вопрос товарища.
Thank you, Rav. A question by a friend. To annul myself and to let the Creator influence me the way that he sees, this means that we should see the ten as one body?
Yes, that's right.
PT 27. You said that all of our work is in the preparation until the end of correction is work in prayer. Is it correct to depict that each time in one small point of annulment, that the work is also in gratitude and agreement, and then on the new degree it's a prayer again? Is it correct to depict it this way, that the point of annulment also
thanks and agreement are part of the prayer? Prayer is a very complex thing. Everything that you turn to the Creator with is called prayer.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Вопрос товарища. Что помогает?
Thank you, Rav. A question by a friend. What helps us hold on during suffering and passion? And
there's a period where a person is very annoyed, angered, not satisfied, filled with complaints, and then it passes. The main thing is mostly to be patient. There's no choice. We have to go through all the states that the Creator brings upon us.
Hungarian Polish.
Shalom, Haverim. I would like to know how to recognize the actions of the Creator.
It's very simple. You have five senses. Everything that takes place with them are actions of the Creator.
So the next question is, we need to cancel, and it's all the reality is Him. So it's completely overwhelming. If I consider from the morning until dawn, we need to cancel ourselves completely.
Not for all of reality, but for the cause of reality, for the root of reality. It's Him that we want to nullify before. That's it.
Turkey 1.
Thank you, Ra. My friend is asking, I understand that being happy is possible by walking in the path of the Creator. Most of the time, external conditions keep one from working. Is it because he doesn't have enough prayer? Or do I have to say, everything is from the Creator and continue my life like this?
Hello.
No, you don't know what comes from the Creator and why and how. The problem is that everything comes from the Creator, yes, but how do you see it? That already depends on you. That depends on the extent in which you're connected to your ten, how much you learn, etc. Meaning you're grasping your perception of what the Creator is giving to you depends on you. Therefore, don't say that everything's from above and I didn't do anything and I'm not doing anything. No. You must arrange yourself correctly in the direction of the Creator such that you will understand and feel exactly what He wants to send to you, to give you. Only in such a way.
Michael.
קטע 26.
Excerpt 26, Rabash. Once I've acquired the clothing of love, sparks of love promptly begin to shine within me. The heart begins to long to unite with my friends. And it seems to me that my eyes see my friends. My ears hear their voices. My mouth speaks to them. The hands embrace. The feet dance in a circle in love and joy together with them. And I transcend my corporeal boundaries. I forget the vast distance between my friends and me. And the outstretched land for many miles will not stand between us. It is as though my friends are standing right within my heart and see all that is happening there. And I become ashamed of my petty acts against my friends. Then I simply exit the corporeal vessels. And it seems to me that there is no reality in the world except my friends and I. After that, even the I is cancelled and is immersed, mingled in my friends, until I stand and declare that there is no reality in the world, only the friends.
Read again.
We'll read it again. 26. Once I've acquired the clothing of love, sparks of love promptly begin to shine within me. The heart begins to long to unite with my friends. And it seems to me that my eyes see my friends. My ears hear their voices. My mouth speaks to them. The hands embrace. The feet dance in a circle in love and joy together with them. And I transcend my corporeal boundaries. I forget the vast distance between my friends and me, and the outstretched land for many miles will not stand between us. It is as though my friends are standing right within my heart and see all that is happening there. And I become ashamed of my petty acts against my friends. Then I simply exit the corporeal vessels, and it seems to me that there is no reality in the world except my friends and I. After that, even the I is cancelled and is immersed, mingled in my friends, until I stand and declare that there is no reality in the world, only the friends.
PT5.
We learn that annulment is the first action, and it's a condition for all of the other actions. First, there is annulment, then connection, etc.
Certainly.
But in this exciting quote by Rabash, suddenly you see that first there's connection and love and many other actions, and only at the end I am cancelled and out.
Amit, that's from his side where he's trying, he's attempting, and when he reaches that, he has some connection between them. Then he's impressed by it and announces it. But what do you want him to first discover, that there's a connection? We have to work on that connection.
So what is the annulment that needs to be in the beginning, and what is the annulment that Rabash is talking about at the end?
Oh, that's something different. The annulment that needs to be in the beginning, where I have to nullify between me, before my friends, as much as possible, as much as possible, with all the opportunities, by that I come and go through it and come through all kinds of obstacles. And then I come to true annulment, where I truly annul, and then I say only the friends. because then I nullify myself. At first, I'm just trying to annul the disturbances that are between us. But when the disturbances are already canceled out, then I see that there's no me but the friends. And then in that decision, in that desire, I start to get disturbances from the Creator where He makes ibur, He makes an impregnation from me. This is exactly the degree of Bina, where Malchut rises to Bina, where we annul, annul, annul ourselves until there is annulment. That majority the degree of Bina, and then we start to feel the degree, the quality of bestowal.
Beseder?
Okay.
Tov. Az yesh lanu PT.
Very well. So we have PT 23.
Ken Rav, shalom lekulam.
Yes, Rav, hello everyone. He writes, and I forget there is a vast distance between my friends and me, and the outstretched land for many miles will not stand between us. Mm-hmm. Can you explain this a little, please?
He starts to rise above all kinds of corporeal discernments. He starts to stop seeing the faces of the friends and anything. Only that inner connection that is increasing between them, and this connects them together to one body.
What does it mean, a few leagues or parsas?
You need to know exactly what a mile is spiritually?
No, there's a parsa in the spiritual pursuit, and here literally it says a few parsas or parsangs.
Well, the distance between him and the friends, the emotional distance, where there is someone that is far. So seemingly, when I have towards him less of a feeling of discernments than I have to someone that is next to us, seemingly, if we're using the corporeal senses or qualities. But if I use the senses, the spiritual sensors, like feeling as one man in one heart, like a mother with her child who's far from her, then we want to cancel those corporeal distances. And in our senses, they're truly canceled. And what are they canceled? When we rise above them to discernments and spiritual discernments. Again, I'm saying this, from the degree of Malchut to the degree of Bina, and then the connection between us is not on a corporeal plane, but rather on a spiritual plane. And then I feel that they're standing in my heart, all the friends, and then I'm connected to them, and then there's no distance between us.
Beseder.
Okay.
Carmiel.
Доброе утро, Рав. Доброе утро, товарищи. В этом отрывке говорится про мелочные действия против своих товарищей. Что это за действия? О чем именно говорится?
Хешбонот аэгоистиот лиминеем.
Sorry.
Чеешь ли колен?
The ones that each of us has, different ones. We look at one another. He's better looking. That one's wiser. That one's more like this and like that. And we make a calculation according to all kinds of attributes or qualities that these I like and these I don't like. And accordingly, we define the distance between me, from me to every single friend. That's how I define that distance. And it's completely not correct. That's according to discernments of this world. If I say that the friend is created by the upper force, and that upper force brought him to me, so I will be connected with him and discover the upper force between us, then I must receive him as the most perfect possible.
Croatia.
Good morning, Rav. Ten has a question. What is the difference between the state where both and I and friends exist in reality and the state where only friends exist in reality?
It's a very big difference, even though it's still not felt in us yet. Where if I and my friends exist in reality, then there's I here, that they are seemingly around me. And if there's no I, but rather only the friends, that's considered that I have nullified before them. That is, it depends here who's nullifying before who. It's either me who's nullifying before the friends and bringing them closer to me, or that I nullify and adhere myself to them.
Turki free.
Question from Etan. Sometimes it feels like one is doing the spiritual work in vain, and faith in the Creator falls in one's eyes. How can we always keep our faith in the Creator?
Try to be connected with the friends in some way, because from that you will always receive strengthening. A person does not receive strengthening and forces and discernments on his own. The Creator looks at the ten. And if we don't receive correctly every given moment his appeal towards us through the ten, then we're wrong. We don't understand him. Meaning I must actually first attain a connection with the ten and then emerge to a connection with the Creator, as it's written, from the love of the created beings to the love of the Creator. So, and that's how we have to work. To also receive from him in such a way and also turn to him in such a way. All through the ten, which is the adapter between me and the Creator. Bulgaria.
Скипирав. Пълна самоотмяна и пълно съкръщение.
Дирав.
Това е едно и
също. Is complete annulment and complete restriction, are those the same thing?
Restriction is already a technical work, and annulment is an emotional work, and there is between them also a difference. We will advance soon, maybe in a few more lessons that are ahead of us, where we will begin to talk about Ibur in a technical manner. Then we will also open the study of the Ten Sfirot tests in the inner observation part 10, and we will start to express ourselves in a with technical terms,
concepts,
in technical terms, definitions. So we will have a language, a richer approach towards it. That will come. That will be already next week. We will begin that. It's all according to the plan. Don't worry. Who do we have here?
Yes.
Oh, yes?
Oh,
he said thanks very much.
Okay, very well. So who do we have here that's urgent? Rehovot.
Good morning, Rav. Thank you. What is the clothing of love in the beginning of the excerpt?
We need to do a restriction, a screen, and reflected light upon the will to receive, so that in place of the will to receive, it will appear as the love of others.
Chaver Eser.
Chaver Ten.
Good morning, Rav. I wanted to know if I can ask about the previous excerpt, 25.
Yes, yes.
He says there that when a person can go with his eyes shut above reason and believe in the sages and go all the way. What does it mean? What does Rabash mean by going all the way?
According to the way a person understands this, there's no certain measure, a scale that you're going by. Where's the end? But according to the boundaries or the borders of what a person can do, where all one's desires, all one's thoughts, all that a person has, he's willing to connect them and to just advance towards the goal with all of them, to nullifying himself and adhering to the Creator, of course, through the Ten.
This means that going all the way, the ability to go all the way depends on a person's desire.
Well, of course, everything depends on a person's desire. We can't hear you yet, Kabi 4.
Angela.
Question? It looks like they don't have a question.
Good morning, Rav.
Morning.
My question is the friends are equal in the corporeal world or in the spiritual world?
I understood, are the friends equal in the corporeal world or in the spiritual world?
No one is equal to another. We are all different, very different. As much as one advances more, you see that the differences are immense. Each is opposite the other. In spirituality, that's how it is. Because even the smallest discernment that one has towards the other inverts the whole manners of him, the discernments in him, the phases in him. His partsuf becomes something completely different altogether.
Доброе утро, Рав. Вопрос от товарища.
Good morning, Rav. A question by a friend. When I dissolve in my friends, I stop feeling myself or I acquire my new I, my new self?
When I nullify in my friends, I receive from the Creator all sorts of new discernments, new abilities. And the main thing is the new form. This is how we build from ourselves an ubar, an embryo, which grows and grows. According to what does he grow? According to my nullification towards the friends and towards the Creator, which is actually the same thing. It's just that this is more of an individual and that's more general.
Thank you, Rav. My friend is asking, Rabash, letter No. 8, is a very impressive article. It describes all the spiritual stages that a person goes through. How can I transfer this feeling to my 10?
This is something that you need to try and come to such a feeling that you will shake them up, that you'll be able to bestow towards them, that they will be impressed by that, impressed by you. Try.
It
says, after I've acquired the clothing of love, meaning a person reaches annulment after he has already reached the love of friends?
No, he is passing this to us in such a way that, where is it written? And once I've acquired the clothing of love, sparks of love promptly begin to shine within me, the heart begins to long. Well, that's already the result of attaining love, yes? Well, and it seems to me that my eyes see my friends, my ears hear their voices. Well, he's already impressed by attaining the degree of love. So what's the question? Everything is a result of attaining love, such a connection with friends, called love. It's the highest degree of connection. Okay.
So, the degree of love is the highest degree?
Yes.
And only after that he can reach self-annulment, because at the end it says, and then I annul myself, I dissolve in them, immerse in them.
Yes, this is in degrees, in gradual degrees, but what he's writing is that in this love that he has between him and his friends, it helps him also reach the final degree of connection, where he loses completely his I, and only incorporates in all the friends. By that, they become a partsuf, a spiritual partsuf, that can, how should we say this, that can exist in a spiritual action as one man in one heart. And then they truly enter into a mutual connection with the Creator. And just as we learn in the study of Ten Sfirot, where we receive in order to bestow according to the degrees of coarseness, etc., etc. We will advance towards that as well. PT 13.
Is the inclination to focus on the point in the heart of the friend, is that the realization of actual annulment?
I did not understand.
I'll repeat. Is the inclination to focus on the point in the heart of that the friend received, not to pay attention to the external forms, the way he seems, he appears, like you said, the egoistic forms that are revealed to me. Is that your realization of annulment in practice?
That's annulment and implementation in practice. You said it correctly.
Yes.
Well, let's advance towards this finish.
Peut-on dire que l'annulation dans la dizaine est le carburant de l'union? Et comment cela augmente la sensibilité entre les amis dans la dizaine?
Can we say that annulment in the ten is the fuel for connection? And how is it possible to raise our sensitivity between the friends in the ten?
By one helping his friend. You need to talk about this and to pray to the Creator for him to annul the partitions between you.
Salt Lake City.
Thank you, everybody. This state we are trying to build, is it something we have to renew every moment, every day, or is it something we already have and feel attained and it stays?
We need to constantly be concerned with the observing of the connection and the increasing and intensifying of the connection between us, and with all the details that have to do with it, annulment and more.
Раф, из ваших объяснений по этому отрывку, вот этому...
Out of your explanations about this excerpt,
это письмо, это описание...
Letter 8 by Rabash, I didn't quite understand. This letter is a description of the state of the Ubal, the embryo, or does it describe all of the different stages? What exactly is the state that he's describing here?
Let's say we were wrong. We shouldn't have learned it. Do you understand? You can't answer every single thing. There are things that we learn in order to be impressed by them. Rabash writes this from being distant from his friend, from his students, and that's how he is impressed. Where it attains the beginning of love and then gradually more and more, and then reaches a state in which he is seemingly with them, and even more than being together with them, but in their heart. That's what he wants to say? If it doesn't seem to you this excerpt, then leave it. It's not yet for you. For sure it's not for you yet.
Michael,
last one.
Excerpt 27. When we hear the voice of the Creator speaking to the heart, as in, he who comes to purify is aided, and it was interpreted in the Holy Zohar that he is aided with a holy soul, meaning that the heart hears the voice of the Creator. And then, specifically, the voice of holiness receives the governance over all the desires, meaning the will to bestow. And naturally, they will not turn back to folly, meaning he will not sin again, because all the desires of reception have surrendered under the desire to bestow. At that time, all the good pleasantness appears on the heart, for then there is room in the heart for the instilling of the Shekhinah, and the gentleness and pleasantness and flavor and friendship spread and fill up all of man's organs. This applies specifically when hearing the voice of the Creator. At that time, the whole body surrenders and enslaves itself to holiness. We'll read 27 again. When we hear the voice of the Creator speaking to the heart, as in, he who comes to purify is aided, and it was interpreted in the Holy Zohar that he is aided by a holy soul, meaning that the heart hears the voice of the Creator, and then specifically the voice of holiness receives the governance over all the desires, meaning the will to bestow. And naturally, they will not turn back to folly, meaning he will not sin again, because all the desires of reception have surrendered under the desire to bestow. At that time, all the good pleasantness appears on the heart, for then there is room in the heart for the instilling of the Shekhinah, and the gentleness and pleasantness and flavor and friendship spread and fill up all of man's organs. This applies specifically when hearing the voice of the Creator. At that time, the whole body surrenders and enslaves itself to holiness.
New York 4. No.
Does the voice of the Creator come before or after the annulment?
Kol Hashem.
The voice of?
Before annulment, you cannot hear. How do you hear?
Hear the voices from above in the quality of bestowal in Bina called Ozen ear. Bina is called Ozen ear. Then you hear when you reach the quality of bestowal of Bina. Then you hear the voice of the Creator. What exactly the is the voice of the Lord?
Is that, how to put it for you, that you begin to feel that he's speaking to you, and specifically in the degree of bestowal, that you are already connected to him in a personal way, and he only speaks to you. And as a result of that, you already have the strength, the understanding to know what to do next. By that, if you've obtained the force of Bina on the degree of hearing, then you can already be connected to the Creator in such a way, because other than you have on the one hand the possibility to connect, and on the other hand, the possibility to hear. That is, this membrane that you have in your ear, that membrane, as it responds to the waves, that when you acquire it and you position it, so that's the screen, the masach. So this helps you be in contact with the Creator on the degree of Bina. This is already a good connection, a high connection. Now there are people, Kabbalists, that is, they're usually called prophets, but not necessarily, when they would say, I hear, or the Creator said to me, and others attained it through vision, through the eyes, seeing, meaning they say, I saw. So I heard or I saw. 2 degrees, Bina and Chokhmah. These are 2 degrees that we have in attainment of the Creator. Tzafontu.
Boker Tov Rav.
Morning, Rav. I too wish to be moved like Rabash when he wrote and passed his feelings through the text. How do you remove this cover of the heart? How do you do it?
Only by prayer. There's nothing that can help you except if you, after making efforts with the friends, so that you have something to turn to him with, where you see that I tried this and I can't do that and so on, you then come to him with a complaint that I tried whatever I could with my strength and I can't. Help me. So then you turn to him and ultimately it succeeds.
The prayer can be about the removing of the foreskin from the heart, like in the circumcision.
Well, yeah, in each and every degree, there is the same kind of action there. Yeah. PT-29.
Question from a friend. How should there be effort to detect in the 10 constant plea of each friend to the Creator in the 10?
If we try to be connected to the group and connected to the Creator, and we repeat that several times a day, and that's especially during the daily lesson, then it happens. It happens to everyone. Yeah. Now, we basically completed these excerpts, and we also need to complete the article of Arvut today, so let's transition to the Arvut.
And before we go to the Arvut, we're going to sing a song.
Uno y no hay división, vamos uniéndonos con el corazón. Somos uno y no hay división, vamos uniéndonos con el corazón. Un solo corazón, amor. Un solo cuerpo, un solo corazón. Un solo cuerpo, un solo corazón, amor. Somos uno y no hay división. Vamos uniéndonos con el corazón. uno y no hay división. Vamos uniéndonos con el corazón. Vamos todos pintando.